It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, September 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. Two water conservation districts met up last week to discuss the future of water on the Western Slope. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
With monsoon season passing us, it might be easy to forget that Colorado and the entire Colorado River are in the middle of a long drought, 14 years long. With seemingly no end in sight, two water conservation districts, the Colorado River and Southwestern Water Conservation District, teamed up to come up with a plan in case things don't get better. Jim Pokrant is with the Colorado River District.
First thing to do is move water from the lakes of Flaming Gorge and Blue Mesa and Navajo down in the Powell to try and keep levels high enough so that it doesn't fall below power. It's just moving the location of the storage. And when we get into demand management or, you know, conservation, that is the last thing that we do because it's going to be the most hurtful to water users. And that when we do demand management, i.e. conservation, that it takes in not just West Slope agriculture, but Front Range agriculture and municipal water users on both sides, Continental Divide, so that everybody shares the pain if it comes to that.
The first priority will be the cloud seeding and tearing up of riverside plants. Regulating use and limiting how much people can have is more of a last drastic step. These are also recommendations, plans, in case this 14-year drought goes on for another 14 years. And Jim points out, water planning and conservation is no simple subject.
For most people, you know, you turn on your spigot and water comes out. That's all they know and care about, and that's okay, but there's a whole big world of, as I mentioned before, complexity, politics, money, legalisms that lie behind Western Colorado water supply.
That was KBNF's Jake Ryan. It was a very rough Sunday night for one cyclist in Grand Junction. A woman was riding her bike when she was hit by a white SUV on the corner of Gunnison and North 25th Street. The car sped away. Then a man walked up and robbed her. Police think the man was somehow connected with the vehicle. They're still investigating the case. Colorado has a shortage of volunteer firefighters, about 3,500, according to numbers recently compiled by Rocky Mountain PBS iNews. The gap means many departments are not meeting National Fire Protection Association standards, and even with statewide recruitment efforts underway, smaller agencies may have to find ways to adapt in order to survive. KUNC's Nathan Heffel takes us to one fire station in Weld County.
It's well past 10 o'clock at night, and three men are standing outside the Gailton Volunteer Fire Department northeast of Greeley.
Blue is supposed to be the most light-piercing, but I think red would not fade out, get washed out.
They're testing out the brightness of a blue-colored glow stick. It's a homespun idea cooked up by Chief Brandon Brundred, J.D. Wyatt, and Josh Smallwood for leading fire trucks down unmarked trails and roads at night.
We tried to radio guide them in, and so, yeah, it was just kind of just backwoods, just... Oh, you got to turn here, and then turn there, and then turn here, and turn there. It was like four turns.
And nobody was there to show us in once we got on scene.
And while they each work 40 hours a week or longer at their day jobs across northern Colorado, more often than not, their workday continues here late into the night, managing everything from repairing the station's fire equipment to discussing ongoing recruitment efforts.
We only have one fire station,
right?
So this is it. Our gear here is pretty small.
Josh Smallwood, wearing his dark blue medical captain uniform, stands next to the station's massive primary response vehicle. The red and black painted truck is filled with essential supplies, including a giant jaws of life, as well as water and fire-suppressing foam.
Hopefully have equipment on it to handle any situation we come up against.
Gailton serves a population of about 5,500, but Chief Brundred says the number of volunteer firefighters in the department has steadily dropped from 20 in 2011 just 14 today. So that means his department is not meeting National Fire Protection Association standards.
There are certain NFPA standards that say, you know, on a structure fire, you have to have a minimum of 12 people showing up within the first 10 minutes. I mean, our response time is 20 minutes to begin with, and typically we're running 3-4 people to begin with. I mean, we're not even close to be running what NFPA states as a good structure fire.
That's led to some tough choices, says Assistant Chief J.D. Wyatt.
And myself and another firefighter were up on the roof extinguishing the fire and digging into it when we got another page for another structure fire. And from that roof, I could look 4 miles down the road and see the column of smoke. And there was only four of us. So even the second page for help, nobody else showed up. And we had to call another agency in to help us out. You know, it's just a challenge to get personnel to respond.
The dwindling number of volunteers can be attributed to several things, but no pay coupled with an exorbitant time commitment is a main reason, making it difficult to keep younger, qualified firefighters.
I first kind of got just the taste of the fire department. I was probably 12 or so.
At just 23 years old, Josh Smallwood is exactly the type of firefighter the department wants more of, but he wants to go career and get paid, which means he won't be staying in Gailton forever.
It's very competitive, and you really got to build your resume. You got to have all the certifications, and you got to have years of experience somewhere, and then you can go around and start testing with agencies that have paid personnel.
The department is looking at repealing its rule requiring firefighters live within the station boundaries, meaning they could recruit recent grads from the nearby fire academy in Greeley. But Assistant Chief Wyatt says to make things truly sustainable, the station might have to do more.
I feel like it's inevitable we're eventually going to become a paid department. When? We don't exactly know, and it'll be baby steps moving into it. I think the best thing would be to hire a chief to handle some of the administrative and some of the political issues.
We do the best we can. I mean, that's the biggest thing. We do what we can do.
Chief Brundred says a smaller station staff with folks from area farms suited Gailton just fine in the past, but more people are moving into the area as the oil and gas industry and large corporate farms expand.
You know, I mean, it's not so much can we keep up with paid departments, can we keep up with these bigger communities? It's can we keep up with ourselves? That's what we need to try to do.
Statewide, there are federal dollars being funneled to help recruit the more than 3,000 volunteer firefighters Colorado needs to meet NFPA standards. For the three men in Gailton, their dream would be to increase the number of firefighters in the department from 14 to around 30. But even they admit it'll be a challenging goal to meet. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.
This story is part of a series in a collaboration with Rocky Mountain PBS iNews and the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Network. And finally, last night we reported the Colorado Bureau of Investigation was looking for help finding missing 16-year-old teen Sadie Pereira, who was last seen Friday night after getting into a silver SUV outside of her home in Littleton. And good news, she was located by Littleton police at 7 o'clock last night. There was no immediate information about the circumstances of where or how she was found Monday evening. Up next, Ashley and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.